reflecting on, to love their husbands. The physical union between man and a woman is so beautiful, so otherworldly, that God uses sexual intercourse to illustrate our relationship with Him. Ephesians 5:22-23. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5:32. Traits of a good helpmeet. A good helpmeet glories in answering her husband's needs. She learns to know his needs even before he is aware he has them. She empties her mind of the cares of the world so her body can respond to him with eagerness. Traits of a wife who is in danger of blaspheming the word of God. She accuses her husband of lust toward her because he wants sex more than she does. She accuses her husband of being insensitive when he needs sex and she doesn't feel the desire. Excuses her lack of wanting to satisfy him sexually on the grounds that, blank, you fill in the blank. The excuses list can be very long. Make a new habit. Make a list of personal plans of how you are going to love your husband. Be sure you come up with lots of bright ideas. I would suggest at least one special date a week. Plan on a different addition to your birthday suit each week, such as ribbons, bows, furs, jewelry, lace, jeans, scarves, feathers, a ragged t-shirt, a chain of wildflowers, or whatever. Just use your imagination. Getting serious with God. The Song of Solomon is the 22nd book of the Bible. It is a love song that was written by Solomon about his wooing and wedding of a shepherd girl. All 8 chapters tell the story in graphic poetic detail of longing for the lover, finding the lover, and what the lovers did when they were together. Most commentators find the need to turn the passage into a spiritual picture of Christ's love for the church. I sincerely believe that old Solomon was thinking of the sexual expression of his love for her when he wrote it, and I think the same when I read it. What do you think? As you read God's novel about sex, ask yourself if you feel toward your husband the same hunger as the shepherd girl did for her lover. Make a written list of things you are going to do that will start a change in your actions. Your feelings will follow suit. Several good reasons to be sexy for your man. It's fun. It's healthy. Studies prove regular sex makes a person healthier. It provokes a man to appreciate you. It causes him to feel good about himself. It mellows a woman out and keeps her hormones balanced. It safeguards your husband from wily, sinful women trying to mar his integrity. Children benefit from having a mother and daddy who are terribly in love. It is intended by God to be an earthly example of divine worship and intimacy. It makes sweet babies.